I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, Expeditionary Airfield Damage Repair and Improved Tactical Support Vehicles. Airmen from the 31st Civil Engineer Squadron, 100th Civil Engineer Squadron, and the Estonian Air Force participated in an Expeditionary Airfield Damage Repair Agile Combat Employment Exercise at Amari Air Base, Estonia. Exercises like this showcase the ability to bolster critical infrastructure defense across the United States Air Force and NATO forces.
During the Expeditionary Airfield Damage Repair, airmen utilize easy-to-obtain materials, leaner kits, and fiber-reinforced polymer mats to repair damage to airfields. The kits can be pre-staged at geographically separated units and other NATO bases to ensure the force can generate combat air power from more locations within the area of responsibility. The four-day exercise was broken up into two parts. The first 2 days were used for familiarization with systems and processes, while the last 2 days, NATO allies and partners watched as the U.S. and Estonian Air Forces repaired a simulated crater on the flight line. Chief Master Sergeant Cesar Flores, 31st Fighter Wing Command Chief, shares the importance of expeditionary airfield damage repair.
So our ability to get the airfield, the runways back intact is a talent itself. And how do we get there? Reps and sets. In this case, teaming up with our NATO partners, with other countries collaborating, because we never know where we're going to be put with other folks, get together and be able to exercise that skill. So the fact that they're doing that is getting after the great power competition, the things that we need to focus on to be ready for that posture.
Flores also shares how this exercise demonstrates the ability to integrate and train together, standardize and practices with the common goal to improve resilience and survivability of coalition air power. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson, AFN News.
Improved tactical support vehicles. With your Air Force News, I'm Airman First Class Phil Edwards. The Joint Light Tactical Vehicle, or JLTV, is making its Air Force-wide debut in a simulated combat scenario during the second annual Advanced Recapture Recovery Operational Warfighter Exercise, or ARRW, at Camp Guernsey. The JLTV is intended to provide increased crew protection against IED attacks, improved mobility, and higher reliability. With the introduction of the JLTV's capabilities in the field, and with continued exercises, teams are given the chance to prepare and analyze their skills in a training environment. Master Sergeant Kevin Brown, Air Force Global Strike Command Head Coordinator for ARRW, says the JLTV has amazing capabilities, including better range, higher top speed, and its off-road capabilities far exceed the Bearcats and Humvees. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen.